Time for Morning Conversation. Welcoming in Hancock County Economic Development Executive Director Jill Kramer. Good morning.
Well, good morning, Mark. Happy Friday. It's been a short week, but a long week.
Yes, and gorgeous weather for the most part. A little bit more summer-like, but we can expect that.
Well, we need a little rain, so let's try to get that in the forecast, but not overshadow people's weekend's plans.
Indeed. We don't need an all-weekend ordeal. So, what do we got today for a guest?
I've got a special guest, a gentleman that I've known for several years now and got to know really well, so I appreciate he's here. So, I've got Eric Kingland. So, Eric is here to tell us about some events and some milestones that he's hitting, and I've just been able to watch him grow from the time, it's been almost 9 years, so that I've got to get to know you, and I've just seen some huge growth. So excited that you're here. So welcome.
Thank you. Thanks,
Eric,
for having us. Good morning.
Tell us about Kingland Construction and everything you provide.
Well, Kingland Construction is a commercial general contractor. We do lots of different work. Some of the stuff that people don't know that we do provide some pre-construction services. So we have the ability to provide CAD and drawings. Construction management is something that's become more of a business unit in this area. Just pre-construction planning, we get a lot of calls for clients that need help to determine what they need to do or what they want to do. And then recently we've added a new business division called KCS Customs, and that is a snow plow and truck, Jeep car accessories unit that that we acquired from Top Dead Center. And so that's something that we're really wanting to promote and get out so people know.
Congratulations.
Eric, how many employees do you have?
Oh, we hover around 25 to 30. We get some seasonal help in the summer. Currently, with our workload and work that's out there, we could probably hire another 10 to 20 people if they're experienced trades.
Okay, very good. We'll touch on that a little bit later on. What areas do you cover?
Our radius is about a two-hour radius of Forest City. Generally, we like to stay within an hour to an hour and a half. But we've actually done a project in Texas, and we've done projects throughout the Midwest. KCS Customs, that dealership, that Western dealership, is actually the top, I'd say, third of the state of Iowa. So theoretically, from state line down to maybe Ames.
How did you decide to start your own business?
Well, I was one of the kids, I guess, that probably knew pretty early on what I wanted to do. I was extremely into woodworking and all the classes in high school. And back in the day when we had all those types of things, it definitely a hands-on type of a person. And so I knew I wanted to own my own construction company pretty early. I would admit I didn't know what that meant. And probably at that time was more thinking about houses and things of that nature, which we do some residential work, but we certainly prefer to do bigger commercial work.
Talking with Eric Kingland, Kingland Construction Services, what's the best part of starting your business, and what would you say is the most challenging part of that?
Well, everybody talks about the freedoms that you have as a business owner, which there is some truth to that. But it's a double-edged sword, because while I have the ability to go to a kid's game at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, I also have the ability to go back to work after that to finish my day. And so freedoms and making my own choices and that kind of thing, I've always been kind of an obstinate fella anyway, if you'd ask my parents. But taking orders from others wasn't something I was good at. At the same token, it's probably the most gratifying thing I've ever done as far as being able to do what we really enjoy and more importantly, deliver for our clients.
Eric, what would you recommend for those starting their own business or wanting to?
Well, I guess it's cliche, but probably true. A good accountant, a good lawyer, and a good banker. Those three people were extremely, I have individuals that I worked with as well as many other partners in those entities, and they are close advisors. And in one case, my father being a banker was an extremely convenient situation for me, not from the banking side, but probably from him seeing 40 some years of businesses come and go. So that's something I was extremely blessed with.
Your dad's very knowledgeable. I worked for several years with him, and he's with Forest City Economic Development and Hancock County Economic Development. So you did have a good mentor there.
For sure.
And Eric, 10 years in business next week. Congratulations.
Thank you. In year one, I was thinking about month 10, not year 10, and making payroll the following week and things of that nature. So it's something that at that time didn't seem really attainable. Not to say that I didn't think I would be around. I just wasn't thinking about it. So every once in a while, it's nice to look back. We look forward a lot. So it's nice to look back and be appreciative of that.
Probably went by a blink of the eye, didn't it?
Ridiculously quick. Yeah.
Can we, something that's not on here, do you mind if I ask you, maybe if people look around the area, where can they see your work?
Oh, well, just Forest City alone has been extremely blissful to us. We owe a lot to Litson RV. Our first project was the original Litson building, and so Litson family and the Litson RV business was extremely gracious to us, and we just finished an expansion there last year as well. But the Bowman Fine Arts, Westgate Apartments, the Nyack Career Center.
I saw some trucks in Garner working on the new upper story level apartments.
Yep. Garner Federated Apartments. And then coincidentally, the new KIOW studio is going on currently right now downtown Forest City, which is, that's been a long time coming. Been long process of pre-construction work and budgeting and things of that nature, but that's going to be a really cool facility for KIOW, but also for Forest City, just having that space used and being downtown is going to be really cool.
Not that I don't like it out here, Mark, but it kind of reminds me of the old WKRP in Cincinnati type of thing. If anybody out there, I know that dates me a little bit, but it's the first thing I thought about when I walked out here. It was just kind of fun, and I know you're talking about the old turntable, so I really hope that you've got some good pictures that you can utilize of bringing into the new location about kind of like where we started from. So maybe somebody can dig those up and frame them and put them on the walls, because it's... And I won't miss the gravel. I won't miss the gravel.
We won't miss it in the winter, I'll tell you that.
I bet.
Eric, tell me about your partnership with Hancock County Economic Development.
Well, I think all of our partnerships in the local area are extremely important, but I think economic development is one of those interesting dynamics, because you might even be working with some competitors in some of these entities, and so you have to put that aside. And it certainly falls in the rising tides raise all ships category.
Exactly.
of trying to work together to improve the area, improve the county, improve workforce, improve bringing new businesses in that might even be a direct competitor of yours. But I've always believed in that. I've never believed in having competitors that are hated enemies of that.
We all live in the same communities. Our kids are all got the same ball games. You know, we might be neighbors, right?
Yeah,
so we
exactly.
really want to, yep. to get along. And I've watched you work on the boards, and you've done a phenomenal job on putting that aside. And not just the economic development boards, but school boards and things. And that's what impresses me about Eric, I think, the most, because he's not just involved in his business and watching that grow, but he's very, very close to the communities that he lives in and works. I mean, not just you, but your whole business. I mean, all your employees are, too. So that's just really neat to see. You're not just out for that. You just want to see us all grow. So we appreciate that, Eric.
Yeah, thank you. That's something we strive for.
Eric, if people want to learn more about your services, or maybe they're looking for work, how can they go about doing that?
We have pretty active social media pages. Our website is currently on a rebuild, but our Facebook page has links to a lot of our projects, lots of drone footage, updates that way, as well as any of our email addresses and that kind of thing. We can send applications out and follow up. One thing I did want to note, we are having our 10-year anniversary celebration next week. The public's open house will be from 5 to 7 p.m. a week from today. So we'd love to have you come out and see the facility. We've done a little bit of work there and tried to dress it up from what it was before, and see what we have going on and show some appreciation.
And you're on the south side of town.
Yeah. Yes, south side of town. Those of us familiar, used to be the old lumber yard south of town, 3216 Highway 69, and big gray and black newly sited building out there.
Awesome. It does look very good. It's been a big change and looks good. And plenty of space.
Yes, that has been very nice.
In 10 years, you tripled, quadrupled your size of your building, right?
Yeah, yeah,
so
definitely.
Awesome.
Fantastic. Eric, thank you.
Thank you for having us. We really appreciate
it. Our pleasure. Jill, thank you.
Hey, thanks, Mark, and thanks, Eric. You guys have a great weekend.
For Eric Kingland, Jill Kramer, I'm Mark Scarr on KW Morning Conversation.